From Tidbits on August 5th, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Android device fragmentation visualized. The developers of the OpenSignal app have compiled information from their Android users about just how fragmented the Android ecosystem is. Over the past year, they counted 11,868 unique Android device combinations, a nearly 200% increase over the previous year. Samsung controls almost 50% of the market, with numerous other manufacturers making up the rest. And OpenSignal counted 7 different versions of Android in use by its users. By comparison, Apple has released only 16 iOS devices, and 95% of the iOS users are running iOS 6, with most of the rest on iOS 5. Obama administration vetoes import ban on older Apple devices. All Things D reports that the Obama administration has vetoed a proposed import ban on Apple devices, including the iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, and iPad 2. The International Trade Commission issued the ban in June 2013, after finding that Apple had infringed on a Samsung patent. This is the first time that the White House has vetoed such a ban since the Reagan administration in 1987. Apple Store iOS app now offering free content. To entice customers to download and use its free Apple Store app for iOS, Apple is now offering free content within the app. The first freebie is the game Color Zen, normally 99 cents, and future offers will reportedly include apps, iBooks, and iTunes Music. The story of the Oregon Trail. If you or your kids grew up playing the Oregon Trail, a game that pitted a band of settlers against the dangers of nature as they journeyed from Missouri to Oregon, Mental Floss has the fascinating story of the game, which was conceived as a way to teach history. Though it was popularized on the Apple II, the original game was actually played on a teletype, where students would have to type bang quickly and accurately to hunt game. Josh Centers interviewed about joining Tidbits on Mac Voices. Our managing editor, Josh Centers, joined Mac Voices host Chuck Joyner to discuss his work at Tidbits. Josh talks about his break into tech writing, what he and Adam argue about, scientifically testing trash bags, and how to set up a home office. Researcher finds some copiers can alter scan numbers. According to a report from German computer scientist D. Krissel, some Xerox WorkCenter copiers and scanners may alter numbers that appear in scanned documents. Having analyzed the output of two such devices, the Xerox WorkCenter 7535 and 7556, Krissel found that patches of the pixel data are randomly replaced in a very subtle and dangerous way. In particular, some numbers appeared in a document that may be replaced by other numbers when it is scanned. These substitutions can be particularly troublesome for documents such as invoices, construction plans, and medical information. Krissel suspects that the problem may be related to the JBIG2 compression algorithm employed during scanning, which could substitute one scanned region for other scanned regions that are visually similar. So far, no fix has been reported. New Kindle iOS app works around App Store restrictions. Although Apple stopped Amazon from including direct purchasing links inside the Kindle app for iOS, Amazon has now come up with a clever workaround for avoiding Apple's 30% fee, free book samples within the app. Kindle users can now search for and preview books on an iOS device, and the Kindle app offers the option to send a purchase link via email at the end. Also new to the app is the capability to use custom dictionaries and an accessibility quick reference for vision-impaired users. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.